the social changes that Corona has wrought have changed our Avodas Hashem in so many ways. Many of them are obvious. One of the less obvious ones is our attention to a parsha, a mitzvah that appears at the end of Parshas Re, in the Aliyah of Shishi. A mitzvah that we're used to perhaps having it fall in our laps, and in this era of Corona, fewer people knocking on the door. The Torah speaks about the mitzvah of tzedakah, and it's something that perhaps Parshas Re reminds us to be more deliberate and proactive about. And there's so much to say in so little time. The psukim, over the course of these psukim, Perek Tezvav, Zayin to Yudalef, the Torah manages to highlight both of the major practical halachic issues as well as an important hashkafic question. The first halachic issue, which we won't talk about at all now, is the question of to whom, or a question of asset allocation. How do you diversify your giving? As the old Rashi points out, the opening pasuk, the Torah speaks about giving priority to the greater need, giving priority to family, giving priority to local needs. Local Rashi points out not only Ani Ircha, not only geographically, but those organizations that are closer to my heart, those organizations that I'm more invested in, organizations that take care of my family, take care of my grandchildren, and so forth. So it's important to be aware of the fact that halacha has what to say about it. Maybe a conversation for a different time. But to recognize that how one diversifies giving, how one allocates giving, is something that halacha has plenty to say about. The other question, major practical question that comes up in stuck, is how much do I give? We often think about that as being primarily a question of maser, and how to calculate maser, also a good conversation for a different time. It's important, though, to realize that while there is a concept of maser, machlokas, whether it's d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, or an ancient minig Yisrael, we seem to assume it's an ancient minig Yisrael going back to the original Yisrael, goes back to Yaakov Avinu, Aser Asrenu Lach. But while that's one number, thinking about the total chunk of my budget that I'm prepared to put aside for giving to tzedakah, there's another number, and that's a question of how much I give in any one situation, any one giving, how large should that give be. So on the one hand, the Torah speaks that there's an interesting tension. The Torah speaks about it on the recipient side, but there's also a question on the donor side. The Torah speaks about, Gemara Ksubas points out, that the ideal giving, the Torah describes, is de machsoro, to give the amount, de is like dai, like dayenu, enough to cover his machsor, enough to cover his need. The ideal act of tzedakah, the Gemara says, is if someone approaches me, and I'm in a position to fully cover the need, such that he's not going to have to go around and knock on doors and seek multiple people. If I'm in a position, if the need is such, and I'm in a position to do that, so, and it makes sense in the context, again, of how I'm overall allocating my giving over the course of the year. So the ideal act of tzedakah, the mitzvah b'shleimus, is day machzor. Say, I'm going to take care of this, I'm going to give, I'm going to lend, and the need is cared for. So that's the ideal situation. Often one is not in a position to do that, in which case one's going to give a part, and others will participate in taking care, covering that need as well. What's interesting is the Rambam points out in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, there's a reverse approach. Rambam understands when the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva tells us Hakol Lefi Rov Hamasa, everything follows the Rov Hamasa, that means the number of acts. That to give 1,001 shot, as opposed to giving 1,000 over the course of 10 different gifts of 100, let's say, I've given the same amount I've contributed the same net amount, but I've been more involved in giving. Sometimes giving smaller amounts means I'm involved in more acts of generosity, and that shapes me in particular ways. And I would close by considering the following theme that emerges from those two approaches to how much you give. It speaks to a larger question that the Sefer HaChinuch already raises, Rabbi Rosenzweig has a beautiful article a number of years back in a journal called Torah Shu'al Peh about this, that one can wonder whether tzedakah is primarily ben adam l'chavero or ben adam l'makom. And he points out that there seem to be many issues and various issues in Hilchas Tzedakah that seem to revolve around that chakira. Is tzedakah ben adam l'chavero between me and someone else, or is it ben adam l'makom, which at first sounds a little odd. Well, it seems like the ultimate ben adam l'chaveiro. If you take a look at Sefer HaChinuch, he actually has two ways of thinking about the ben adam l'makom aspect. Number one is that it reinforces my emuna that ultimately the money is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this in order to use it well. And the other is that the giving of tzedakah is something that builds my generosity. So it may be that there are really three different foci in tzedakah. I'm taking care of someone else, and I'm strengthening my own emuna, and I'm strengthening my own midos. And this sort of speaks of the day machzoro is more of a focus on the benam lachabero, while the hakolati rov hamasa and the seeking more opportunities to give speaks to the self-development that can flow for this mitzvah as well. Kaddish.